Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com, and I'm broadcasting on the road, folks. I'm in Memphis, Tennessee. If it sounds different, it's because it is different. We've got our on-the-road technology that we use here, and it does sound a little bit different. I know that, but thank you for allowing us to be on the road. We like doing this. We like traveling around the country and meeting lots of different people and introducing you to every one of them. And so, of course, we're kicking off our show today with someone who's not a new friend. She's an old friend. She's a Donna Finn. Many of you have heard her on the show a number of times before. Donna is a contributing editor to Inc. magazine. She is the author of Alpha Dogs, and she brought her New York attitude down here to Memphis, Tennessee, and I don't quite know what to do with her. Donna, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Great to be here.
It's good to have you here.
Yeah.
It's like a dream come true for you, isn't it?
It truly is to meet you in person, finally, after all these weeks.
I told you she brought her attitude with us. Today is National Teachers Day, Donna. What do you want to say about teachers?
I think that teachers are probably one of the most undervalued group of people in this country. They're not paid enough. They're not respected enough.
Yep.
And, my hat's off to all the teachers. I think they do the most important job they can possibly do, which is educating our children. Don't get enough support.
Look how much time in the day they spend with our kids compared to how much we spend with it Monday through Friday.
Yeah, yeah.
Think about that.
For that alone.
Yeah, especially the elementary kids, the teachers. You know, Donna, as you may know, I've written two books, and in the acknowledgments pages of both books, I thanked all my teachers, all my professors. And the first book I named a teacher and a professor, and in my second book I named two of my elementary teachers.
Excellent.
By name,
yeah.
Because that's how much I feel about how important I feel teachers are in America.
Me too.
National Teachers Day, teachers, we love you. Congratulations on the good work you do, and keep on working. We know you're not appreciated enough, but on this show you are, and
absolutely.
Donna Finn agrees with me about that. Okay, we're at the FedEx Technology Institute on the campus of the University of Memphis. This is the Diversity Summit, the Grow Fast, Grow Right Diversity Summit that Andrew Sherman is putting on. A lot of folks here, Donna. We met many of them last night at the Rendezvous. Had some great ribs there.
We did.
It was a lot of fun. Now you're going to be moderating a panel today.
I'm going to be moderating a panel on succeeding as a minority business owner.
And now, what do you know about that, Donna?
I'm a Caucasian woman who's never run a business in her life, so
yeah.
I guess I have to justify my presence at the panel somewhat. I think that I do have a little something in common. I am a minority. I think of myself as a minority these days because I am a female author of a general business book on entrepreneurial excellence, not specifically a book about women business owners. And that really puts me in the minority among my competitors, who are mostly male. You can go to the local bookstore and look at the business section, and it's Jim Collins and Marcus Buckingham and Malcolm Gladwell and Michael Gerber. And
so you know a little bit
about
doors that are closed.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's like the roster of the Augusta National Golf Club, as far as I'm concerned. Yeah, it's a real boys club. I think I know a little something about being an entrepreneur these days because writing a book is sort of a solitary.
It is an entrepreneurial thing.
Well, writing it is solitary and creative, but selling it and marketing it and promoting it is very entrepreneurial.
Right.
So I think I'm feeling the entrepreneurial joy and a little pain too.
Who's going? Do you know the people on your panel?
Absolutely. They're terrific. I've got Stedman Graham, who is also giving our keynote.
We met him last night. He was at dinner with us last night.
He was
very. Folks, if you. We know, you probably know the name and you know of Stedman. If you don't know much about him, you're going to learn more about him today. He's going to be on the show in the second hour, Donna, and I'm looking forward to introducing him to my audience. But he was there last night, came to dinner, was just very charming.
Lovely.
And very tall. He is very tall. Yeah, I noticed that. And the thing is, though, is I was really, when I talked to him about what he's doing, I was really impressed with the leadership role he's taking. And so I'm looking forward to getting him to tell that story.
He's going to be a great interview for you. So I have Studman. I have a wonderful woman named Mercedes Laporta, who I'm proud to say I brought to the panel.
Mercedes has been on my show before.
Fantastic. So yeah. She was actually born in Cuba. And
she's got a little attitude, too, doesn't she?
She does. I love her. And she's got Mercedes Electric Supply, which is a Florida company with over $19 million in sales and 43 employees. So I'm looking forward to talking to her. And then we have Jay Shaw, who is CEO of Hersha Hospitality Trust. It's a publicly traded real estate investment trust, and that's a family business. He just recently took the helm from his dad.
What do you think that they're going to want to talk about?
Well, I'm going to talk to them about, I'm going to start out by asking them, I think, a really obvious question, which I can get away with because being a minority business owner is not something I have firsthand experience with, and that's, do they really think that it is different being a minority business owner? As you and I know, it's really tough to succeed in business no matter who you are.
Doesn't matter.
Well,
small business owners
are
not in the minority. It's sort of like women. Small business owners are a lot like women in the marketplace. Women are not in the minority. You guys, there are more of you than there are guys, than there are of us, right?
Yeah.
There are more small businesses than there are of any other kind of business. But yet we're kind of disadvantaged.
Right.
We really are.
Yeah, it's true.
So if you are a small business minority business,
right,
then it's like a double whammy there.
Right. But I think that, you know, things are definitely improving, and I'd like to talk to them about how they've seen that environment change in the past 10 to 20 years, because I remember when I first started working at Inc. magazine in the early 80s, which is not too long
ago.
When I was only four, when Bernie Goldhirsch founded it back in the early 80s, the cover was white guys, middle-aged white guys. It was white guys with business plans in the magazine. And it's really not so anymore. And in the 90s, the number of businesses in the U.S. grew 12% overall. The number of women-owned and African-American-owned businesses grew 24% and 26% respectively. The number of Hispanic-owned businesses grew 144%.
Right.
In the 90s. And the number of Asian-owned businesses grew 176%.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And women are really, of course, the women in all those categories, they really have a bullet. The women-owned businesses. No, it's clearly the palette of the marketplace has gone from monochromatic to lots of bright colors and hues I probably have two or three other metaphors I could throw out, folks, but thank God the music came up there. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back. We got one more segment to do with our good friend Donna Finn. She's the author of Alpha Dogs. Where's that available, Donna?
It's available at any bookstore, and you can also go to my website, www.donnafinn.com, and you can I'll take you to where you can buy it.
All right, folks. Donna and her attitude and I will be right back. Stay with us. Something to feel at home. The little things you say and do make me want to be with you. Rain on it's a crazy feeling. Welcome back. Hour. Jim Blasting, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. And folks, I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. Check out Donna Finn's position in our brain trust. She has a place there. She has some archives that she's deposited with us over the years, and I'll remind you, she's the author of Alpha Dogs, and she's going to be moderating a panel here at the 2006 Business Growth Diversity Summit at the FedEx Technology Institute at the University of Memphis, and Andrew Sherman is going to be on the next hour. He's the brainchild or the visionary of all this. And Donna and I are talking about what she's going to be doing today on the panel. Donna, what do you think, when you think of a diversity summit, why do we need a diversity summit? Why are we even having to have something like this?
Well, I think that we need to prepare people for what's coming down the line in terms of our workforce and the changing demographics of our country. I think people don't quite realize how incredibly diverse our country is, how important
and
it is
how
to
much, how fast it's becoming more so.
That's right. I mean, do you know, I was looking, I did a little bit of research, and I ran across a study by Hewitt, which is a big HR consulting firm, and they say that by 2008, 70% of the new labor force entrants will be women and minorities.
Yep.
By 2010, the U.S. workforce is going to be 34% non-white. And I know you and I were talking a little bit about the echo boomers last night.
Yep.
Whether you, I don't know how.
It's Gen set, wise, yep.
Yeah, 70, 80 million people. It's a third of the U.S. population, and about 35% of these people are non-white. So this is the labor force. These are the entrepreneurs of the future.
Well, let me tell you something. Never mind race or gender. The echo boomers, the Gen Ys too, though. I mean, the Gen Xers and the new and the older Gen Ys, the ones in their late teens and 20s, mm-hmm. and the Gen Xers who are my children's age. They're a lot different from my generation. So, I mean, the people who are hiring these folks, they've got a shock coming from not just
that
hiring people who are different from you, just the younger generation.
That's true.
I mean, my generation wasn't that much different from the older, the GIs and the silent generation. We took orders. We said, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. These younger kids, they don't do that much.
Yeah, I don't do that much either.
I know you don't. But you're right. I mean, and you know, as I said in the very beginning, one of the top concern of small businesses in the 21st century is finding the right people.
Right, right.
So we got to broaden our horizons, though.
That's right. And also figuring out how to teach them to work together effectively, this multi-generational workforce. In the next 10 years, we're going to see four generations in the workplace because the baby boomers are not going to be retiring like we expect
them
to. We're going to have to manage not only ethnic, racial diversity, but we're going to have to manage age diversity as well because these people have very different work styles.
Right.
It's going to be really interesting.
And the new managers coming up in the younger generations, They're taking to management fundamentals a whole lot differently than my generation did.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we have a number of generational experts on the show. Well, you travel around, you meet a lot of people. You've already said that you know that you haven't run a small business necessarily, although you have done some entrepreneurial things. But what advice would you give them? It's just your perspective. What advice would you give them as far as getting ready for the workforce that's coming at them?
Well, I mean, I think everyone has to be aware of the diversity issue. I think, if you don't have a diverse workforce, I think it's really time to just go out and make sure that you've got people with different racial and ethnic backgrounds in your company, and to make sure that you're integrating these folks into your company mm-hmm. in a way that's going to allow everybody to work together very effectively.
There was a time when when companies had to sort of make an effort to have a diverse workforce. Today, you just open your doors.
Now it's just coming at you. It really is. But that's going to become even more the case in the future. And so, I do hope that there comes a point where we don't need a diversity conference anymore. Mm-hmm. That it's just it happens to be the way we work.
How long do you think that will take? A generation? Will baby boomers have to go off into the sunset before that happens?
They may.
There are a lot of
they
folks
may.
Who are still stuck in the 20th century, aren't
they? They are,
in terms of human beings, but everything.
Right, and there are a lot of people with ugly attitudes out there still. So, I hope that it happens sooner rather than later, but it may take a while.
Well, I think that I think it's going to happen it's going to be required. If you find good people in the future, you're going to have to say, if you have had any kind of an attitude about where those people, what those people look like, what kind of person that is, you're going to have to say, you know what, the best person for the job that I found isn't the kind of person I thought I'd be hiring.
Right, and I think you'll find that the people you're going to be interviewing in the coming hour or so will talk probably more about how diversity is not just a nice thing to do. It's really it's an essential competitive tool for the way people are going to be doing business in the next few decades.
And it's going to require managers to be more sophisticated managers, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Than they have been in the past.
Absolutely.
Because you're going to have to not only run your business, but you're going to have to run a workforce that's maybe not like you.
That's it.
Yeah. Hey, Donna, well done. Thank you for coming.
Thank you
for bringing your attitude with you. It's always a pleasure. Let's do it again real soon.
We will.
Good luck today with your panel.
Thank you, Jim.
All right. Going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we got some more folks. We got Todd Allen, and who else we got? We got Demetrius Hutchinson and some other folks who are going to drop by, and we're going to do that right after these messages. It's 29 after. The show is brought to you by IBM, Office Depot, and Administaff.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.